Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you as always, the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And hey, listen, if he isn't yours, he wants to be. If he isn't yours, he can be. In fact, if he isn't yours, he came to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10. And by the way, isn't this season we are currently celebrating just about that truth, just about that message, about the coming of the Christ child, manifestation of God in the flesh? Look, what a remarkable, what a wonderful story that it is. And can I tell you something, friend? It never gets old. It never, never, never gets old to those who love the Lord, to those who love the Word of God, to those who know Christ, whose sins are under the blood, whose names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, who know Him personally indeed. I'll tell you, friend, listen, it never, never gets old. I don't care how many times we hear it preached. I don't care how a preacher preaches it, as long as it's in the Word of God and under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, it never, never, never gets old. Well, I'm glad that you're here this day, glad that God has given us the privilege of joining together just like we are. And I've opened my Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, I'm going to read just a part, just the beginning, actually, of verse 10 for my text verse. And I'll share the message that God has laid upon my heart. But before I do that, Debbie's written some beautiful, beautiful songs, and none are more beautiful than her Christmas songs. She's just done a remarkable job with them. And since I'm preaching out of the book of Matthew that is written by a Jew to the nation of Israel, to the Jew, about the King of the Jews, you know what? I believe I'll use this song. The title of it is, Who is This King? No doubt in my mind, I know it's going to be a blessing to you. And you can write and let me know. But as soon as Debbie gets done with the song, Who is This King? I'll be back with the message that God has laid on my heart. I trust our time together will be a blessing. That's what Debbie and I want to be. We want to be a blessing to you. We seek to bring glory to God. Enjoy.
In the town that's called Bethlehem, so many years ago, there was a king that was born. He was born in a stable, oh, but most did not realize what had taken place. This king had come down to enter the human race. Who is this?
like that, don't you? Hey, I pray, listen, I know who He is. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe one of the psalmists wrote and said something about the King of Glory shall come in. Thank God, I'll tell you what, He did. He came into this world that He created, came into this world that He spoke into existence in a remarkable way. A way that man would never consider, a way, friend, that man would never think of. And He came in a miraculous way. He came, friend, listen, to do something miraculous for those of us who are lost and undone in sins, headed for a Christless eternity. So listen to what the Word of God says. By the way, Debbie, thank you for that song. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so are you. Listen to what He said in the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Verse 18, just the beginning of this verse. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. The birth of Jesus was on this wise. I'm going to talk to you a little while today, if God would bless, just for a little while. I'm going to talk to you about this thought, the miracle of the ages. The miracle of the ages. And it surely was, friend. Now listen, when we begin to talk about the miracle of the ages, I know there's much to consider. I mean, I know that not only is the birth of Jesus a major thing, so is His crucifixion, so is His resurrection. But I'll tell you what, friend, they're hard to separate from me. You'd never have a resurrection without having a virgin birth. And you'd never have, listen, friend, a virgin birth that meant anything without that resurrection. I believe that they are undoubtedly, eternally connected together. But nonetheless, I'm going to talk to you a while about the miracle of the ages. And I believe with all of my heart, bless God, that is the birth of Jesus. It is the birth of the Christ. It is the birth, friend, if you will, the manifestation of God in the flesh, and how wonderful that is. I may refer to it again and again in this message, but no wonder the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 3, I believe it is verse 16, where he said, great, without controversy, excuse me, he begins, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. How wonderful that is. You say, preacher, if the birth of Jesus was a miraculous thing, and if it was actually the miracle of all the ages, what makes it so? What was it about it, friend, that you may be asking, that makes it what I'm referring to it as? Now, the birth of Jesus is on this wise. As we begin to think about how that God visited mankind, how that God sent Gabriel, listen, in the year that Jesus was born, once to a man to the name of Zacharias. He sent him once, if you will, to a virgin of Nazareth by the name of Mary. He sent him once to the espoused husband of Mary, a man that was a good man, a perfect man by the name of Joseph. Gabriel had an eventful year that year, did he not? But I want you to know, friend, as he did, and God let us know in the writings of Matthew and the writings of Luke how his son came. And oh, listen, friend, he came through a virgin's womb. Oh, that's impossible for man, but not impossible for God. That would make a perfectly good message, would it not? But that's not what I'm to preach on today. So look, what makes this birth of Jesus the miracle of the ages? Well, let me tell you, first of all, friend, it is an invasion. Now you say, preacher, what's an invasion? Well, if you look it up in a dictionary somewhere, you'll find maybe this word connected to it. It was an intrusion. Hey, look, friend, to sinners like you and I who need a Savior, it was an intrusion. Bless God, it was a blessing. But I'll tell you, to the enemy of man's soul, to that fallen angel that took with him when he fell at least a third of the angels, bless God, it was an intrusion into a world that he had taken the title deed, wrest away the title deed from a man by the name of Adam. the first Adam. Oh, I want you to know, friend, listen, by the time that Jesus Christ arrived as a little baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, born of a young lady who was a virgin by the name of Mary. And let me say to you, friend, she was a virgin in the strictest sense. Hey, look, the Catholics call it a miraculous conception. Well, I can't remember exactly what it is because I'm not Catholic, but I'll tell you what, Mary wasn't a continual virgin. Do you hear me? Oh, I want you to know she was blessed among women, not above women. But on that night, on that fateful night, friend, listen, God invaded the earth. God came to dwell among mankind. In fact, in John chapter 1 verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." That Word that had been with God, that Word that was God. Now listen, that Word that was in the beginning with God became flesh to dwell among us. He invaded this place. He invaded the strong man's house. And you know what happened? The stronger man, bless God, put out the strong man, overcame him, and spoiled his house, spoiled and took his goods, if you will. I want you to know, by the time that Jesus came, sin had taken its toll on all mankind. Adam and Eve fell in the garden. They gave up their title deed to planet Earth. I want you to know that they gave it over because of their choice to sin, to disobey God, to transgress, if you will, of the commandment of Almighty God, to go beyond what God said would be good for them. And you know who put that title deed up? It was Satan. It was that fallen angel. It was Lucifer in the beginning who became the accuser of the brother, who's known today as the devil, who's known today as Satan. And one day, let me tell you, bless God, thank God, in light of what Jesus did at Calvary. Hey, friend, listen, we'll see where that Jesus, that man, that man who was also God, who died on an old rugged cross, but 3 days later came out from among the dead. We'll see in the Revelation chapter 5 where he took out of the hand of him that sitteth upon the throne, and that book that was sealed with 7 seals. Whoa, that's the title deed of planet Earth. And after heaven was searched, and earth was searched, and beneath the earth was searched, no man was found worthy. And bless God, John said that an angel, or was it an angel? It was, told him to weep not, John, for behold, and the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Veiled. When John looked, he saw a lamb as it had been slain. Thank God, taking the book and beginning to loose the 7 seals thereof. Hey, what we lost in the first Adam, we gained that and more in the last Adam. And listen now, for many, the coming of Christ, the birth of Almighty God. Hey, listen, friend, it was an intrusion into this world. But thank God for those of us that know Him as our Savior. It was a blessing, was it not? Now, can I tell you, He didn't come to offset good. But I'll tell you what He did. He came to transform men. He came to bring new life. He came to make a change. He came to make an eternal change. And listen, when He came, bless God, as we see way back over there in the book of Joshua and in the book of Revelation, hey, He didn't come to take sides, but He came to take over. Glory. Hallelujah. Do you remember when Joshua, just ready to go into the promised land, crossed Jordan? He was down by the river pondering and meditating and no doubt praying with God. And there appeared unto him, a man. You know what Joshua did? I believe he was going to ready to confront him. He asked, "Hey, who are you? Are you for us or against us?" And listen, that Old Testament appearance of Jesus Christ in bodily form. Do you know what he said? In essence, "I didn't come to take sides. I come to take over." Thank God the birth, this miracle of the angels, was an invasion of God on planet earth in his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God, friend. Listen, I'm glad I know him. I'm glad, friend, that now anybody and everybody that needs to be changed can be. Not only was it an invasion, it was a manifestation. It was a manifestation, now listen, of God himself. Can I tell you, in the book of Isaiah chapter 7, God gave to a wicked king by the name of Ahaz a prophecy that a virgin would bring forth the son, that his name would be called Emmanuel. Well, here in the book of Matthew chapter 1, as Gabriel spoke with Joseph, he said this to him. Now listen, Joseph, no doubt he said this was done that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken of the prophet Esaias. He said this. He said, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. Now, I want to tell you something, friend. Listen, in the beginning was the Word, John 1:1, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I quoted to you just a while ago that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God put skin on his Word. God fleshed out his Word, gave it a body so it could walk among mankind, so that it could redeem a lost mankind. But can I tell you, friend, listen, God manifested himself in that miracle of the ages, in that little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes that Mary and Joseph called Jesus. Bless God, whose title was the Christ. I want you to know, it was a manifestation of Emmanuel. It was God living among man. And you see, no preacher, we don't see anywhere in the Gospels or anywhere in the New Testament that he was called Emmanuel. You're exactly right, sir. You're exactly right, ma'am. But let me tell you something, friend. Let me tell you where that's obvious to be seen. I want you to know, friend, it's obvious to be seen when he proves it through the manifestations of his power. For instance, one day he and his apostles were crossing the Sea of Galilee. He was asleep in the boat with his head on a pillow. They awakened him because a storm had came down upon them. And that man that was sleeping, bless God, was also God. I stood up on the bow of that boat. He said, "Peace, be still." And there was a great calm. Bless God, the very day that he broke bread and fish, fed 5,000. After that, they cleaned up the mess. Jesus put him in a boat again to go across the sea while he went to the mountain to pray. Listen, man prays, but God had never praised. But the third watch of the morning, when those apostles thought no doubt they'd never make it, that they'd probably go down in the Galilee, here came Jesus. Yay! Here came Emmanuel walking on those white calves. I wonder what it looked like. I imagine it's like a little girl skipping up and down, bless God, if you will, on a sidewalk, as happy as he could be. He stood at the grave in John chapter 11 and wept with those that wept. Now, I believe he was weeping for a lot of things that they weren't weeping over. But that's another message for another day. But listen, that man wept. God never weeps, but man does. And you know what? He was ready to show himself to be Emmanuel. Bless God, just a few verses later, later, he told him to move the stone away, and he cried, "Lazarus, come forth." Hey, I'm telling you, friend, listen, this miracle of the ages, was an invasion. It was a manifestation, and it's an undeniable declaration to us. You say, what do you mean it's declaring, preacher? Well, it was declaring, like I just said, that God was with us, that Emmanuel came to make a difference in our life. And you say, how did he do that? What was the declaration? Well, in two things, in what he said and what he did. Jesus said, if you don't believe me for who I say I am, then believe me for my work's sake in John's Gospel. Can I tell you, the works of Jesus and the words of Jesus never contradicted, but they actually, friend, listen, complemented each other. I mean, they substantiated one to the other. Hey, listen, friend, after he had laid down his great sermon on the mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, at the end of chapter 7, they looked at each other and said, listen, no man spake like this man. He said, because he preached not as the scribes and the Pharisees, but with authority. Hey, he had the authority of almightiness, of eternity, of immutability, of unchangeableness. He had the power, friend, of an endless life. In chapter 7, and I've already quoted that verse accidentally just a few seconds ago, when the Sanhedrin leaders sent the guards out to take him on the day, friend, of no doubt it was the Feast of Tabernacles, I believe, if I remember correctly. Hey, listen, they were sent to take Jesus captive. And when they began to hear him teach and preach, they became captive of Jesus. And when they returned to their superiors, the superiors questioned them and said, "Why have you not brought him?" And they simply said, "Never man spake how I like this man." I'm telling you, friend, the words that he spoke, the miracles that he performed, authenticated what he said and who he was. Hey, I want you to know how the birth of Jesus was the miracle of the ages. Not only was it an invasion, not only was it a manifestation, not only was it a declaration, but quickly, because time is going out, bless God, there was an intention. And you know what that intention was? It was to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, sinner friend, you that are listening, in just a little while, we're going to celebrate once again the birth of Jesus. Now listen, he's the greatest gift that man has ever heard of. He's the perfect gift. Do you hear me? I mean, he's truly a one size fits all. I mean, to tell you, his gift is perpetual. It never ends. He gives eternal life. He'll give you a peace that passes understanding. And he'll make you a new creature in Christ. He'll birth you from above. He'll provide you with a new nature, unto where that you become a completely new individual in Christ. If any man be in Christ Jesus, the Word of God said, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And Jesus didn't come just to show off. I'll tell you, listen, friend, the intention of his coming was simple and sublime. I mean, to tell you, it's so simple that everybody can understand. It's so sublime that only God could do it. He came to save. He came to deliver. That's what his name Jesus means. It means deliverer. It means savior. And oh, friend, listen, he'll change you. He'll give you new life. He'll deliver you from the power of sin, the bondage of addiction, of the handcuffs of lust. Can I tell you, friend, listen, his life climaxed at a place called Calvary, and 3 days later, an empty tomb, and he rose so that you and I could be justified. I'm here to tell you, sir, ma'am, that the birth of Jesus, hey, was a miracle of the ages, without without a doubt in that birth of that little babe that came into this world through a virgin's womb. We have God manifest in the flesh. We have God among us. We have the Savior of lost mankind. And listen, friend, I'll tell you, if you go to Him and say, "Now look, Lord, I don't understand lots of this, but I know this. I understand that I'm lost." And that old preacher I'm listening to said, "You're a Savior." And he said that you would save me if I'd call on you. And I ask you to save me. I repent of my sin and by faith trust you as my Lord, as my Savior, and that coming King. Now help me live for you until I come live with you. Thank you, Lord. I love you. Hey, if you pray a prayer like that, I'm here to tell you, He'll save you. That's what the Word of God teaches. And listen, friend, one day when He comes to take His own home, He'll pick you up and take you to. Hey, Merry Christmas until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.